I recently saw a picture of Joe Edwards of the U-City Loop fame shaking the hand of Entesaki Shanga after her star had been installed in the University City Walk of Fame. Shanga, of course, is best known for her choreo poem for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. I started thinking of the multitude of artists in all artistic fields who have come out of our culturally rich region and made it on a national level. I truly believe St. Louis is one of the leaders of the pack. In my opinion, this has a lot to do with our up-to-date and inspiring art education programs. In literature, we have produced two national poet laureates, Mona Van Dyne and Howard Nemiroff, both of Washington University. T.S. Eliot once lived here, as did Eugene Field. William Gass, writer, also a retired professor from Washington University, has won the American Book Award, and we can't forget Maya Angelou, who wrote, "I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings." According to Sally Van Doren, another nationally known poet from our city, the St. Louis Poetry Center has excellent classes for people of all ages and abilities. Dancers of the past include Catherine Dunham, who was also a choreographer and company director, as well as an educator and social activist, and of course Josephine Baker, who was also world-renowned as an actress and dancer. COCA, the Center of Creative Arts, has produced incredible dancers who have made it to the big time, such as Antonio Dowhead, who dances with the Alvin Ailey Troupe, and Rodney Hamilton, who is with Ballet Hispanico in New York. MADCO, a world-class professional dance corps, is in residence at the Two Hill on the campus of the University of Missouri-St. Louis, which also has wonderful educational opportunities, and St. Louis Ballet and other troupes offer excellent educational opportunities as well. In the musical arena, we've all heard of the late, great jazz musician Miles Davis and the king of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, who was still performing, and of course we have our famous rapper from University City, Nelly. Jazz musicians Peter Martin and Jeremy Davenport also hailed from University City, and let's not forget David Sanborn. Jazz St. Louis has wonderful educational programs under the tutelage of Phil Dunlap. Opera star Christine Brewer got her start at Opera Theater of St. Louis and went on to become a diva on the international scene. Opera Theater provides training not only for singers, but for set making, costuming, and more. In the theater and the movies, let's remember movie star and pinup girl Betty Grable of yesteryear and Marsha Mason, who came out of Webster University and went on to be nominated 4 times for Best Actress by the Academy Awards. And there was art collector Vincent Price, famous for some of the most chilling horror films. And now we have John Hamm out of John Burroughs, who is the star of the television series Mad Men. And of course, actor John Goodman, who has managed to jump from his comedic roles of television in the movies to more dramatic roles. In the visual art world, Ernest Trova and Siegfried Reinhardt made it all the way to the top, and now young conceptual artist Tom Friedman is in exhibitions all over the world, as is Joan Hall of papermaking fame. Van McElwee is also very well known nationally for his video and multimedia works. Now, obviously, these were artists who popped into my mind, but there's a plethora of other artists in all the art disciplines who've been lauded on the national and even worldwide level that come out of my favorite city. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.